Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Beach Boys' Good Vibrations made its debut on the singles chart on this day in 1966. Written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love, the track was recorded over 6 weeks in four different Los Angeles studios at a cost of $16,000. The recording engineer would later say that the last take sounded exactly like the first, 6 months earlier. The record reached number one on the US charts in December of 66. Here's Mike Love.
It was done in different studios and different over a period of 6 months or so. And the composite became what we hear when we listen to Good Vibrations, the single that was our biggest single of the 60s.
Phil Collins started a 2-week run at number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1988 with his version of Groovy Kind of Love. The song was also a hit for a group called the Mindbenders in 1965.
The hits, you know. The things that people hear all the time on the radio, like You Can't Hurry Love, like Against All Odds, like Separate Lives, like One More Night, are all kind of pretty smooth stuff. They're one particular side of what I do. But all the other stuff gets kind of glossed over. So I'm kind of, you know, people sum me up as being that, whereas in fact, there's that.
Wouldn't you agree, baby?
Birthdays today, Shaggy's turning 52, his real name Orville Richard Burrell, at the 1993 UK number one single Oh Carolina, and the 2001 UK and US number one single It Wasn't Me. His album Hotshot also went to number one.
It's funny enough, you gotta be careful what you wish for. You might like, I want really big hits, but when you get really big hits and your label is making, you know, $150 million, now there are people that are now interested in what you do, and now they're gonna tell you what to do. So, you know, you become important, and there's a lot of egos and things that are flying. So after a while, it just wasn't working, and I decided to just go and do dancehall.
Turning 35 today, Zachary Walker Hanson, guitar and keyboardist and vocals with Hanson, who had the 1997 number one hit, Bob.
You get into doing it because you believe that you deserve the spotlight, or you believe you're destined to be the biggest star in the world, and like the chances of that happening is almost none. If you get into it because you have an aspiration to sort of heal people through writing songs about life and through sharing sort of your experience with other people that you care about, then you can almost not fail at that. Like, it's almost impossible to fail at.
That is Today in Music, Thursday, October 22, Mix 104.9.